concept board provides collaborative workspaces for people to come together to work on all sorts of different forms of documents and images. Your starting point is to create a free account. With a free account you get 10 boards. If you upgrade to the premium you can have more and a greater variety of features. But starting with a free version, you can register as normal or you can associate the concept board with your Google, Facebook or Twitter account if you have one. When you create your first board, you have a blank workspace and the starting point is to upload some form of material that you wish to work on. That material can take the form of a Word document, PowerPoint presentation, PDF, image. So there's lots of different formats and uploading it couldn't be easier. You simply drag and drop it from your file browser, wherever that is on your computer, and drop it into the internet browser window. And then the document is not just uploaded, but it's uploaded and opened for you to be able to comment and annotate upon. This could be, of course, some departmental documentation that you're working on with colleagues. It could be a series of images you're posting for your students to be able to comment on. Maybe some artwork that you want your students to discuss. So, having got the material in there, you can continue to upload other documents to build up a board and if you like, have a series of resources on a particular topic. The ways that you can actually add comments to it are using a basic scribble tool, as it says, which includes things like freehand annotations, highlighters, drawing rectangles around things, maybe just even adding text. Or the more powerful actual comment button. If you use comments, used to using comments in Word or Excel or documents like that, it's very similar to that. But each comment is associated with a particular person. So if you have a group of people working on a document, you can start to build up a thread of a discussion around particular issues and what you would like to see improved or what things you've noticed about particular aspects of an image. To get other people involved in the same document, in the same concept board is fairly straightforward. Clicking on the invite participants button allows you to send an email to other people. If you don't want to provide their email address and invite them that way, you can just send them a direct access link and then they can get straight into it. Now, all of that is only scratching the surface of what concept board can do, but give it a look.